We're doing Sefer Masiyot, and the Sanhedrin asked Shlomo HaMelech, we left off in suspense last time, that the Sanhedrin asked Shlomo HaMelech, why do you say this, that you didn't find a woman among a thousand? There are many women in the world who are kasher and tzanua. And Shlomo said, I'll explain to you something. And he said to his servants, do me a favor, find for me a righteous person that has a wife that's very good looking and is a good wife who is tzanua. And they said to him, oh, you have such and such a servant, he's a good person and he has a wife who's very, very good looking, like you said. And he said, okay, so bring that servant before me quickly. So they went to that servant and they said, quick, the king wants you. They rush him before Shlomo. And Shlomo said to him, you know, people told me that you're a very brave man and you're a very good man, you're a very smart man, and I want you to marry my daughter. And if you marry my daughter, I'll give you so much wealth, I'll make you bigger than all the officers. And the servant stands and he says, oh my, who's my family? I'll take the daughter of the king. So Shlomo says to him, you see, you're even better than I thought. You're humble too. Go tonight and kill your wife. Bring me her head. And I'm promising you, I'll give you, not I'm promising you, but he didn't say I'm promising you. He says, and I'll do like I told you. And when the guy heard it, the king just told him to do something. So he said, okay, whatever you say, master. Whatever you say, I'll do. He comes home, and he's on his way home, and he's thinking, how could I do this? Kill my wife? She's such a wonderful person. She's such a beautiful person. I have children from that woman. And he comes home, and he's very upset. And his wife tells him, why do you look so upset? And he says, I have a heartache. So she makes a wonderful meal for him, and he can't eat. She eats, she's full. She goes to sleep, and she's sleeping with the children, and she goes to sleep. And the man is very worried, and he's thinking, and he's wondering. And he says, how could I do such an evil act? I'll be a sinner before God. And he says, what's the king's gifts worth anything? And then he thinks, well, wait a second. I'll be the king's son-in-law. I'll be very honored in his home. And his bad thoughts get the better of him, and he draws his sword, and he nears his wife, and he pulls down the sheet a little bit, and he sees her, and he sees there's a baby. She's holding a baby, nursing. The baby's in the position that he was nursing, and in her other arm, she's hugging another child, and he says, how am I going to kill my wife, my son? I'll lose this world and the world to come. And who says the king will do what he promised? He takes the sword and puts it back in the sheath. And he says, Yigar Hashem Becha Satan. God, you roar at that Satan. And he sits down in his place. And all night he's thinking this way and that way. And he draws the sword again and again he comes near. And her hair covering fell down. He sees her hair. He sees the suckling held by her, and again he has compassion. He says, I'm not doing this sin forever. The king's honor, his daughter, that's all worthless. And he goes to sleep. Morning comes, and Shlomo's officers come, and they bring him before the king, and the king asks him, what'd you do? So he tells the king what happened that night, and the king says, get out of here. I said I'd give you honor, and you've refused the honor, leave. Some time passes, and the king summons the wife. So the wife comes before him, and he says, I heard you're a tremendous woman, and you're wise, and you're a beautiful person, and I want to take you as my wife. And I'll make you better than all the other women I have, but I can't marry you. You're a married woman, so kill your husband, and then you'll be my wife. And she says, okay, tomorrow I'll bring you his head. And Shlomo in his wisdom knew that she would do it. So he says to her, I'll give you a very sharp sword. and you'll be able to cut off his head in one sweep. And he told his servants, make her a sword of wax, and it'll look very sharp. She's a woman, she's not used to carrying swords, she won't notice the difference. They give her this sword of wax, and she thinks she has a real sword, and she puts it under her clothing, and she comes home, and her husband comes home at night, and she goes out to greet him, and she hugs him, and kisses him, and gives him good food, and she makes everything nice, and they eat, and they drink, and she says, tonight, we're going to have a very nice night together, and they do, and she gives him a lot of wine to drink, and he becomes very drunk, and he's in a deep slumber. And she gets up, and she takes out the sword, has this wax sword, and she comes near him as he's sleeping, and she takes the sword and plunges it into his throat. And she thought she removed his head, because she was sure the sword is going to remove his head. And he wakes up, because he has this wax sword being poked in his throat, and he sees her with the sword in her hand, and when she sees that the sword didn't kill him, so she collapses in shame, and he says to her, what's with you? What'd you do? And she told him what the king said. So in the morning, the servants come, and they bring them both before the king. And when the king sees them, the king starts laughing, and the Sanhedrin is sitting before him. And the king says, okay, tell me, what happened? So the man tells over the whole story, and the woman tells over the whole story. And the king tells her, well, I knew that would happen. That's why I gave you a sword of wax. That's why I gave her a sword of wax, so she shouldn't kill you. And then the sages said, okay, you know what you were saying. Isham cholele lo matzah.
What's your
word? Rav Nissim Gaon ends with a line. He says, come and see what the difference between this woman is and all the pious women we learned about last week. Meaning Rav Nissim Gaon is saying, Shlomo HaMelech was saying, even when you think someone's great, you don't know they're great. And to find a great wife, a woman who's really, really pious, you could search 1,000 women and you think you find them, just like all the servants were willing to testify that that woman was pious, and you won't. But there are pious women. Rav Nissim Gaon keeps going back to that point that Shlomo HaMelech was saying, I didn't find one in 1,000, but there still are very, very pious women. And he's going to prove it. He says, you see what our sages taught us. Our sages said, come and see how good a good woman is. Come and see how bad a bad woman is. About a bad woman, Shlomo HaMelech said, I find the woman to be more bitter than death. A good woman, Shlomo HaMelech says, if you find a good wife, so you found what's good in life. You found God's will in life. Praised is a woman that the verses praise her so much. Woe to the woman that they've cursed her so much. Our sages explained. When God wanted an allegory, a mashal, for the greatest thing in the world, the Torah, what does God compare the Torah to? A woman. So you see, there's nothing better than that. When you have a person who's a God-fearing person, he's a wise person in Torah, how does the verse call him? A person who found a good wife. So we see that when Shlomo HaMelech, when the Tanakh wanted to give us an example of what's good, it wanted to say what's the best good there is in this world, what could they compare it to? A good wife. So he's saying, you see throughout Chazal, there does exist such a concept. Shlomo HaMelech was saying, you won't necessarily find it. I searched 1,000, Shlomo HaMelech says, I didn't find it. But says Rav Nissim Gaon, it's definitely there. And if a person is not God-fearing, they don't have good things, that's the one that Shlomo HaMelech compared to a bad wife. He said it's worse than death.
But so does a woman, this woman was almost ready to kill her husband.
Okay, so Shlomo HaMelech is saying, they thought also. Sometimes people think, oh, that's a very pious person, and they're deceived. Thank you very much.
So
he said, what's the sign of a bad woman? If she's bossing her husband, she has control over her husband. When he sits down to eat, she fights with him, and
So they
The other way around, Shlomo Amer said, you know when I found a good man? 1 in 1,000. Not such good odds either. He says, by women I didn't find 1 in 1,000. By men I found 1 in 1,000. So, and Rav Nissim Gaon says, but every woman has to aspire to be one of these pious women. They're definitely there in Shlomo Amer himself. When he wanted to refer to things that were good, he compared them to a good wife. And Bezrat Hashem, next week we're tomorrow we'll pick up with the continuation. Rav Nissim Gaon is going to continue on this topic. The way Chazal described the wife who is going to be bad for her husband is she mekashta leitaka or mekashta leipuma. At the same time that she prepares the table, she prepares her mouth. Meaning she'll set him the table and he's ready to eat, and then she'll start saying, "Oh, you want to eat? Wait a second. Hey, what about the garbage you said you're going to take out?" She fights, and at the same time she's setting the table, and setting the table can sometimes be a mashal for something more intimate.